This is Downfall.
Bum, bum, bum.
A podcast.
Dungeons and Dragons. Role play, real play. Live play.
Edition of the Five of Next.
By listening to this file, you are agreeing to send us $1,000.
I don't think that's how it works.
I don't believe that's part of it.
But we do have a Patreon at patreon.com/downfalldnd.
That was smooth.
Thank you.
Like butter.
So last time, the party decided to hang out with some giant hunks of jello.
Punks of jello?
Hunks of jello.
No, but they're also punks.
That are acid-flavored.
And they're also, yeah.
And they're also not jello.
They're eating us. They're slapping us. I gotta get away.
Yep.
I think I'm gonna take the disengage action, guys.
All right, so let's see. It was Morthok's turn, I believe.
Yeah, because the jellies went last.
All right, so I'm going to move back across the sludge cautiously in its terrain.
Oh.
And where I can cleanly see the other cube and cast Witch Bolt at the second cube.
Which bolt are you casting?
The Witch Bolt.
Witch Bolt?
Exactly.
Who's on first?
I couldn't help it.
I roll a 10.
And his AC is?
Less than that.
It takes 6 lightning damage.
Oh, which one? The one in front?
Yeah, and at the end of my turn, it takes an additional 12 lightning damage. And so as I cast the spell, you see an arc of lightning stretch out between me and the second cube, and the lightning arc is sustained, and so it's being held between us.
How are you guys doing such chump-tastic amounts of damage?
I just did 18 in 2 rounds.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Because of this.
Do you want to know why? Because Day is all the damage of the group.
It's true, because what druids are OP.
I don't think your team's terrible, but
the dwarf
for a fourth level, it's pretty bad.
Okay, the dwarf's turn.
The dwarf is going to
go to iTunes.
Did you get devoured?
No. I crit.
Yay! So roll your rolls.
Well, plus 2.
What? Is that like the strength of 10
inches? You rolled the... Because you got that bonus to attacks from Bless.
Yeah.
Crit plus 2.
Crit plus 2. Okay, I don't know how this works.
What happens when you crit? You roll your damage dice twice.
Or just twice?
Yeah, just all the things that are rolled, you
roll
twice.
The flat bonus is the same, but your rolls are... You are twice as many.
Twelve damage.
Okay. Wee. Against the one right in front of you.
Wee.
That's critting is 12.
That's
remember we built these guys not for combat optimization.
Yeah.
And also, I mean it's a short sword, so it's a D6 twice plus your strength mod.
Yep.
True.
That's it.
Okay. Caius.
Do they look? No, of course they wouldn't look.
Are they bleeding?
I'm going to move adjacent to the gelatinous cube and the dwarf, while also being next to the bone. And I'm going to attempt to make a grapple against the cube that I'm adjacent to.
Can you do that? Can you grapple a cube?
As long as the cube doesn't say it's immune to grapple.
Unless the cube says it's immune to grapple, I can.
Well, it doesn't say it's immune to grapple, so I guess you can somehow grapple a cube.
Okay. It's my athletics check versus its athletics or acrobatics. Opposed checks.
It doesn't list any scores or values for those, so yeah. I guess I have to go off the
strength
base.
Or dex, whichever's higher.
Okay.
Yeah, because if the monster doesn't have a skill, then it's whatever the base for that skill is.
Okay.
I got a 28 athletics.
I got a 4.
So the cube that I am adjacent to is grappled.
Okay, so that's the bottom one.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. It now has a movement speed of 0. It cannot benefit from any... it has the grappled effect.
Yep.
Or the grappled condition, which means its speed becomes 0. It can't benefit from any bonus to its speed.
Does it mean it's restrained as well?
No, it is not restrained.
So
it is grappled.
It can still attack anything adjacent.
Grappled, there it is.
Yes.
Can't it just break the grapple by, like... No, I guess it would have to move to suck you in. That's weird.
The ways to break the grapple are to incapacitate me, remove me or the creature that I'm grappling from reach.
Like with Thunderwave.
Or succeed on an acrobatics or athletics check against me.
Okay. Good to know.
Or it could just slap you.
Slappy, slap, slap,
slap. It can slap me if it wants.
All right, Elias.
I don't like where I am.
No. Given you're trapped between a rock and two not hard places at all.
So if I use the disengage action, I can... Because I'm adjacent to both cubes right now.
Yeah, if you use disengage, you can move up to your speed without provoking...
Wait, does disengage also allow me to move? Or is that just the thing that lets me not take opportunity attacks?
It lets you not take opportunity attacks.
And then
it lets you not take opportunity attacks.
Yeah.
And then you can use your action, your move...
To move.
To move.
To change my position. All right, so yeah, I'm disengage. And let's see, I'm going to go behind the dwarf and Caius with... So that Caius and the dwarf are between me and the cube. And then actually one more back, I think, would be nice.
Chicken.
Yes. And can I do a spell as I'm running past someone?
No. Well, your action was
disengage. Unless it's a bonus action.
It is a bonus action.
Then
yes.
Yeah. He knows.
You can split up your movement however you want.
Yeah, you can, in this edition, finally, you can break up your movement and take an action in the middle.
Oh, I don't even need to do it. It's not even touch. It's range 60 feet. Caius is well damaged, yes?
Yes.
All right. Healing word.
Get better, fool.
Yeah. Good. You can do it. 1d4 plus my spell ability modifier. Heals. Let's see. I'll roll that d4. And my spell ability modifier is now plus 6. So you get 8.
How is it plus 6?
That's my spell attack modifier. Sorry. My spell ability modifier is 4. So 4 plus 2 is 6. You get 6 HP.
Sweet.
4 plus 2 is 6.
Hooray, maths. That's the end of my turn. So, are we back to the cubits?
Yep.
The monster.
Can they squeeze?
Everyone can squeeze.
I don't think the cubes can. Interesting. So the way that you're grappling it may actually prevent the other one from getting to anybody.
Excellent.
Yep, that was the point.
Okay.
Well, we'll just let that back one just keep getting shocked.
Well, I think you can get... I think it can squeeze because everybody can squeeze. But it grants advantage and has disadvantage and does all kinds of things.
Well, let's see what this one can do. 1, 2. I'm going to attempt to have it squeeze like this.
Does it get slowed down through the difficult terrain?
Yes. That's as far as it's moving. And I don't know if that provokes an attack from Morthok.
You only entered my...
Not left.
Square.
Okay.
You did not leave.
The other one is going to slap the dwarf in the face.
Dwarf slapped.
Might die.
Does a 7 hit you?
No, it doesn't.
Woo! Even a peasant can dodge that one. It misses. Morthok.
Excellent. Let's do some thunder waving. I'm going to move to here, and I didn't leave any square.
You're now adjacent to both of them?
Yep, and we're Thunderwave.
What's the range on Thunderwave?
What's up?
What's the range on Thunderwave?
10 feet on a side centered on me. Or sorry, 15 feet on a side centered on me, so it only hits the cubes.
Do you have to push them away?
Well, the one is not going to leave Caius's...
No, you can push him out of Caius's grip, though.
But it's not going to leave his.
Oh yeah,
his
it's range, not going to leave my reach.
So it still stays gripped.
This is weird that you're grabbing a cube. I'm just saying.
Yeah, all right, it is.
The
it
cube. Is definitely weird. They make a con save. They each make a con save. DC 12.
How do you imagine this working? Grabbing
one succeeds, one does not.
All right.
Which one succeeds?
The one that's now darker blue.
So the one that is squeezing, that has disadvantage.
Yes.
I believe.
Yes.
That one failed. Did.
Okay, so the one that succeeded takes 3 damage. Thunder damage.
Thunder.
The one that failed takes 7 damage and is pushed 10 feet. Or 5, I guess.
There you go.
Well, no, I guess then 10.
Which is it, 5 or 10?
10. Sorry, I thought, when he said the darker one, I thought the other one was the darker one.
The one that's more blue.
Here, I'll change this other one, because it's sitting in sewage water, so it's going to soak up that a little bit, so.
And then the one that got pushed takes 11 lightning damage from my sustained business.
Oh, your witch bolt is my still, like, shooting still out of your hand at it?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
And you thunder wave them with your other hand?
Right, so I step into the middle, start casting a spell, and thunder wave both of them out, and while maintaining lightning between me and the other cube. It's actually pretty wicked.
Okay.
Okay, squeezing is disadvantage on attack rolls and dex saves, and advantage for attackers. And it's difficult terrain.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Okay, the dwarf.
Dwarf is going to
punch it.
No, he's not going to punch it.
I thought you were a monk.
Well, I could use my martial arts, but I'm not going to because that'll do less damage. I'm going to use my short sword. Also, if anyone can heal, I really could use some help.
That was annoying.
It was 11 to hit? No, 12 to hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nine. Mm-hmm. Almost as good as my crit was.
Okay, noted. Anything else?
Yeah. I'll move there, which is behind Caius. So I'm moving one square. I guess I'm moving out, though.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you are moving out.
I can slap you.
Maybe I'm not going to do that.
Pseudopod slap.
It's a new dance.
I'm going to move. No, let's stay there. We'll just stay there. I'll deal with it.
Okay. Caius.
I am going to do broken things, though. I'm going to now move between the two cubes. While still maintaining my grapple on the first, I'm going to use my other hand and the second one.
And what the second one?
Grapple the second one.
Grapple it.
Okay, you cut out briefly.
Sorry? I'm going to grapple the second one with my other free hand.
Okay. That is really weird. So pretty much you just have a fist shoved into each cube?
Yes.
Something like that.
What if one of them moves closer and, like, now there's no space in between?
He's doing the
iron. No, but here's the thing. If they're grappled, they have a speed of 0.
Yeah. Which is weird.
And I can move them around however I want to at half speed.
Well, is it half speed now or quarter speed? Because you're holding on to 2.
That's the next question. Is it half speed or quarter speed?
I would roll quarter speed for that. Half speed. Because it's 2 half speeds.
Quarter speed?
Yeah.
Or maybe a third speed. Okay. They've even got that in there. The way they say it is, difficult terrain add 1 foot of speed for every foot you move. Mm-hmm. So if you have something else on top of that, then you add another foot of speed.
Oh. Rather than double your...
pleasure?
Your thing.
Yeah.
I'll say a third then.
Okay. So the other... the one that I'm trying to grapple needs to roll either dex or athletic, or dex or strength.
And it failed.
Well, maybe. I got a 19.
I got a 3.
Sweet.
They are cubes. They would be really bad at these things.
It has a strength plus two, but I rolled a one, so two plus one is three.
But did you just grab both of them?
He did. Yes, I have both of them.
Grappling both now.
Sweet.
And he is suspended between the two of them.
Jello fist. Elias.
All right. I think the dwarf has taken a significant amount of damage, yes?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I will move adjacent to him, but so he's still between me and the cube.
I'll heal you, meat shield.
And I will cast Cure Wounds. A creature you touch regains a number of hit points equal to 1d8 plus your spellcasting ability modifier. Here comes d8. 2. Plus 4 is 6.
Hey, that's
really 6 helpful. Hits points.
These are blistering numbers.
Yep. So I like go up behind you, put my hand on your shoulder, and say, it's going to be okay. And then there's like a little glow coming from the contact point of my hand and your shoulder.
A little better.
some of your, like, you got like a little burn from the acid, and some of that actually starts to like seal up.
Oh, wow.
Turn back to normal.
Wow, that's impressive.
Some of your hair that got burned off regrows.
Mm-hmm. All right. This next thing I'm going to describe, I don't think there's a way to picture it that doesn't sound horrible.
I don't All right. like it when the DM
Two
says that.
Two cubes whip out tentacles at Caius and just start slapping them around.
Yeah. All right.
There really is no good
so
way to
put it. Can you not attack since you're grabbing both of them?
Yeah. No, I can still attack.
With your voice.
With the kicks.
Or with my feet, or my knees, or...
Something.
So
my helmet, or...
Caius is in a gelatinous cube sandwich being attacked by pseudopods.
Yep.
I am being whipped... pseudopods are being whipped out to attack the Caius sandwich.
Yep.
What's your AC?
19.
Yeah.
That's nice.
There you go.
Both miss.
They just slap each other.
They get in each other's way.
No, I was imagining they both hit his armor at the same time and just kind of bounces off.
I don't know. All I know is they both missed. They'd actually have to roll fairly high to hit him, so...
Yeah.
That's the plan.
That's kind of funny, actually.
Because he's meat shield.
This is kind of disturbing, though.
See, I just took both of the monsters and invalidated them.
Yeah?
They can't move onto anyone's square.
They might actually have a better chance of breaking out of the grab, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Probably not. I have a +9 athletics.
+9?
Do you have that thing that gives you a bonus...
Athletics checks.
Oh, no. I have a +5 strength, and from Bard, you get expertise, which doubles your proficiency bonus for skills that you choose.
Yep.
Nice. And athletics is one of the skills that I chose.
Nice.
So he's got a +5 and a +4, yep.
Yep.
And that's going to go up a lot next level, because...
Oh, yeah.
Double... Yeah.
It goes up by another 4.
I picked my religion and history to be double... proficiency. So when we go up, those will go up more than everything else.
Alright.
Okay. Alright.
Morthok.
Alright, so I reach out my hand to the cube that's next to me and give him a puff of poison. Make a con save.
Where's that poison coming from?
My hand.
Your hand makes poison.
Yes, it does.
It's a poison factory.
Maybe it just doesn't wash.
DC 14.
It's magic.
It succeeds.
14?
Yeah.
No.
I rolled a 21.
All right, so the cube that's further away takes 9 lightning damage from the sustained witch bolt.
The zap.
Okay. The dwarf.
He hits. Hits it so hard.
Oh man, I'm not rolling good. 7 to hit. Or not 7 to hit. 7 damage.
Okay, on the closer one?
Yeah, the one in front of me.
-7. Boop. Okay. Caius.
The cube that the dwarf is hacking at, I am going to... headbutt it with my helmet spike.
I can just imagine that.
With a hit.
Yeah, is this like a German World War I army?
That's what I'm picturing.
Helmet spike.
Or like a rhino spike or something.
Think of... I'll find an image and then describe it from there.
Okay. What was it to hit?
13 to hit.
That'll hit. Uh-huh. It's got an AC of 6.
It's yep, and 11 damage. It's hard. Piercing.
Yeah. Okay. That's a strong helmet.
Elias?
All right. Who needs heals?
The cubes.
I am at less than half still.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, you look like you're the most in danger.
One good round of attacks and Kai's could die.
Yeah. I am not bloodied.
Healing word on Kai. Wait. Yeah, because all my cantrip ones are touch. Except for my attack one. But let's do what clerics do. Healing word. Oh, there's a bonus action.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I don't roll. It just happens. Right. You get 8 hit points.
You roll really well.
As, yeah.
Sweet.
As light shines from my symbol of Palor on my shield to you. And I've still got an action, but I don't have a whole lot of spells left. So maybe I could use a Sacred Flame and also hurt something.
Do it.
Sacred Flame or walk up and beat things with your
nope,
beat stick?
Nope, not nearly as effective. Because my strength is pretty low.
Okay.
So, Sacred Flame! So yeah, that same beam of light that healed Caius, like, I shot that went through the gelatinous cube, and as it goes through the gelatinous cube, it sears it a bit.
Cool!
Yeah, and this gelatinous cube has to make a defense thingy. And it needs to succeed on a 14 dex.
And if it fails?
It takes damage.
How much?
1d8 radiant.
So more than one. Mm-hmm. It has one hit point.
Yay!
It scooshes everywhere. It's gross.
Oh, nasty.
Ew, everywhere.
So
underneath us. Yeah, there we go.
Kind of so like the bead, like it just kind of like shimmered around it, and then it like turned into a hole actually through it.
Yeah, and then the rest of it just kind of
dissolved,
just like that. It's not a splash; it's like a sound.
And then it just kind of drops out of Kai's hands.
Does,
I guess.
Does it make it difficult terrain,
or is it still difficult terrain where it was?
Yeah, why not?
A little more difficult terrain now. Great.
That's okay. Don't get affected by.
Why are you always giving? Oh.
And great. Like all kinds of little items, you know, kind of clank to the.
Like ground. Bones.
Some bones, some coins, a dagger or two. Mostly junk, but if you guys take the time to search through it, I'm sure I can come up with something worthwhile.
Teeth.
The other one's going to attack Kaius. And that's going to hit. Yay.
Right. It hit 19?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Take 8 damage. Acid.
Okay.
So pseudopods whip out almost as if to say, you killed my brother. I'll kill you.
So that healing word that I just got was negated.
Hooray. Yeah.
Good thing you got it.
Better than dying. Morthok.
Okay, I step towards the cube.
I love not having to keep track of enemy hit points like so difficult anymore.
And he makes a con save. 14.
Fail.
Take 3 poison damage.
Ouchie.
And take 2 lightning damage.
Wow, 5 whole points of damage.
You did not.
Compared to the, you know, over 30 to 40 that I've already done.
I know. Big spender here with damage. The dwarf.
The dwarf moves. Adjacent to the cube next to Caius. Right up on his left side. And I keep hacking at it. This one with my short sword. And I hit.
They're pretty hard to miss.
And
maybe like make it more transparent or something.
8. 8 damage.
I guess not.
Okay, so I'm going to link an image that is a fair representation of the spike, but not the rest of the helmet.
As we all click on the interwebs.
Okay, that's kind of what I was imagining.
Oh, okay.
Facing the other direction.
So it's almost like a backwards Roman centurion crest of a spike.
Yeah, more of like I headbutt you and hit you with a spike than I, you know, like put my head down and spear you.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like up top and then pointing forward.
Interesting. It's like a giant, it's a forehead spike above.
I don't know if I've forehead. Ever seen that kind of spike on a helmet. That's interesting.
That's because...
I like it. It
probably was not common, but it's super cool.
Alright, Kaius.
I'm going to attempt to punch this giant cube.
That sounds odd, but okay.
20 hits and 11 piercing.
Okay.
Boom. Is it because you have, like, spiked gauntlets? Is that...
Yep.
Yeah.
My gauntlets have spikes and studs and blades and stuff on them.
Josiah and I worked out a... They don't actually have that item in this edition, so we looked at the past couple of editions and worked out an equivalent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty fair. Okay, alas.
Cool. Does it look pretty dead?
You have no idea.
Okay, can I do a knowledge check?
Sure.
To see how dead it looks? Arcana, maybe? Are they magical?
Let's see, it's a... No, it's just a
knowledge checks are just int anymore.
What?
Knowledge checks are about monsters are just straight intelligence, usually.
No. Because my wisdom
check... I think that's the way that the system is laid out.
Yeah, I believe so.
Because the different knowledge abilities are you know things about that, like that thing. For Arcana, you know things about magic.
Can he use insight?
Although, this is not technically a magical creature, it's just an ooze.
Would insight work on this, though?
You're not trying to discern.
No, because insight is intentions. Like, discovering if somebody's hiding something.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to Sacred Flame it, I guess. Yeah, because I don't know if I want to use all my spells right now.
The same way I used half of mine.
Yeah.
Sacred Flame. It rolls. I keep forgetting. Right. Okay. It has to beat a 14 on a dex saving throw. And it gains...
Fail! It got a negative 2.
Yay.
They don't have very good dexterity.
No, no.
7 damage.
They also have bad charisma, believe it or not.
I do believe it. 7 damage.
In fact, that's their worst score. They have a charisma of 1.
Radiant style damage.
Blinding light shimmers out, then the cube.
Yep.
Did you just kill Steel?
No. Okay, it's going to attack Kaius. Because cubes aren't very smart.
Because Kaius is the one grabbing it.
Miss. It has an int of 1.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, at least it has an intelligence.
I don't know if 1 counts as anything. Can you have a 0?
You used to be able to. I don't know if you can in this edition or not.
I don't know, because it looks like all the users have at least 1.
I think inanimate objects have intelligence, wisdom, and charisma of 0.
Morthok.
Make a con save. And I spit more poison at it.
Against? Number?
14.
Fail.
5 poison damage, and it takes 3 more lightning damage from the arc.
Ooh, higher numbers this time.
I know. My d12 almost rolled average.
Okay, the dwarf. At this point, you guys are just, like, hacking at it and chopping at it and blasting magic at it, and it's just kind of quivering.
Yeah, it's like we got it on the ropes.
All I'm afraid of is it's doing the rope-a-dope.
Yep.
With my short sword, I hack at it and give it some damage.
How much? 10?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that a monk weapon?
Kaius.
It is.
Punch it?
Yep. Punchy. Punchy, knee, elbow, do all that kind of stuff. 20 to hit and 8 damage.
Oh, I keep forgetting to use my bonuses.
Yay.
That's why my attacks are so low. Oh, that's so stupid.
And I'm going to move away as it starts to...
Ooze away. Yeah.
Dissolve.
Hurrah. All right. I'm going to look around quickly to make sure it's safe, and there's not any more oozes just around the corner. Should I do a perception?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. 18 perception.
Does he see any more gelatinous cubes?
Nope. And in fact, now you guys know a Like, you're all reminded, oh, yeah, that's right. If you see a hallway that's really clean, it probably means there's an ooze just picking up everything. And as you look down, you know, farther halls, if you travel down a bit, you know, you can start to see clutter again. So you're guessing this was probably it.
So, I'm going to start standing there. I fold my hands and start chanting to myself. And I'm like, and mechanically.
Yes, yeah.
Pretty much.
You mo guai guai fai zi tao.
And no, so nobody, if we stand, I'm like, I'll tell you before, it's like, this is going to take 10 minutes, but it should heal us all up a bit.
I'm okay with that.
That's what the, yeah.
I would love some time to sit and rest.
10 minutes to get a full health?
No, to get 2d8 plus my spellcasting ability modifier.
That is almost
Also, I will, through this time period, as we are, I'm assuming that means we're taking a short rest.
No, this is only 10 minutes.
Well, I'd like to take a full short rest anyway.
Okay, well, if you do this first, you might have to spend less hit dice.
Well, that's what I mean. We do this first.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say we do that instead.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
Okay. So,
I don't know what we're doing, but sure.
I'm casting Prayer of Healing, which has a 10-minute casting time. And
okay.
What does it do?
It gives you 2d8 plus my spellcasting ability modifier health.
All right, then.
So you don't have to use as many hit dice? Or, yeah. All right. So yeah, I start chanting to myself, and you guys, not really anything's happening. For 10 minutes, you guys might have started getting bored by that time. But I said...
I look over at Morthok. Does he do this a lot?
This is the first time I've seen him do this. He's always so flighty, but for some reason he gets really focused when it comes to Kalor.
Everyone gets 14 health.
Yay!
I am full health.
Can you? Yeah, I guess you can cast something for 10 minutes and stuff. Oh wait, we don't have concentration anymore.
Yeah, this isn't a it's weird, because it says casting time 10 minutes, duration instantaneous.
I need to read what this
says. No, I was talking about aid.
Oh yeah, everyone's extra 5 hit points goes away.
Oh, right. Why does it go away?
Because it only lasts... Oh, no, it doesn't go away. It lasts for 8 hours. Sorry.
Yeah.
So will that refill as well, then, the extra hit points?
It can, yeah.
Okay, who put the wizard...
I saw it on the side. I'm searching for another monster, and that came up, and I'm like, I need to read what this says. So I had to pull it up.
That's pretty good. He's shown us a picture of...
It's one of those motivational poster things.
Of Moses standing on the mountain, it looks like.
Yeah, bringing lightning, and it says, wizard is... So what if I can only do 1d4 hit die per level? I can summon friggin' lightning.
Yep. Yeah, that's pretty much a wizard.
Okay,
yeah,
so that includes me, too. I get the hit points back.
All right, so our temporary hit points are gone.
No, sorry. They don't go away for 8 hours.
Oh, 8 hours.
I was wrong. I was mixing that up with Bless, which does go away.
Okay.
So nobody gets those extra d4s.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And are we taking a short rest?
Yes.
How many?
Okay. While we're taking a short rest, I am going to sing a song, or I'm going to play a song of rest on my hurdy-gurdy.
I'm worried.
It is a terrible performance, but you each of us gains 1d6 hit points at the end of our short rest, in addition to whatever we would normally gain.
Alright, do you roll that d6 now, or...?
No, just, you roll it yourself, because you're going to roll it with...
Oh, we each roll our own d6. Well, but I'm at full health.
Yeah, so am I.
And so is John. So really only...
That was Morthok. So alright, while everyone's taking a short rest, I'm wandering around, because I want to explore this place.
Somehow this terrible song is restful. Because it reminds us of, like, the simpler times when children were practicing the piano, and they were really bad at it.
I was going to say, I'm confused.
And because I feel better, Elias but... is making fun of me.
No, that wasn't...
going to, yeah. Insult him and his god.
What?
You've Elias just been insulted.
Oh, no, that was out of character, though.
Ah, okay.
No, I was trying to figure out mechanically how a bad song would heal us.
It's magic.
Yeah.
Don't try to make sense of it.
Okay.
Pretty much.
All right. While these guys are short resting, I'm wandering around protecting, I guess.
Yeah. No, Elias wouldn't insult like that.
I'm going to look around as well during our short rest.
So what do we see?
Mostly just junk in the hallways. Although in the oozes themselves, a couple hundred gold and a silvered dagger.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. That's like a magical thing.
Like is that intelligence again? To check to see if it's cursed?
That is identify.
Identify? Or do I actually have to have the spell identify?
You need the spell identify to look for curses. You can just kind of figure out what it does by looking at it.
What? That doesn't make sense. So can I tell if it will hurt me?
Are you a werewolf?
No.
Try stabbing yourself. See what happens. I think you're probably pretty safe here. I can't think of any methodology that you would use, but it sounds overly cautious.
I'm always overly cautious.
So, yeah.
I am a freaking ninja. Avatar. Like, why wouldn't I be cautious?
True.
Ninja avatar.
So it costs me 100 gold, a pearl worth 100 gold, every time I want to identify something?
No,
you just have to have the pearl once.
But I thought if it specifically says a gold value, then it gets consumed.
No, if that is something that's not provided in a component pouch, but unless it says that it is consumed, like resurrection,
then
you just have to have it.
Got it. Anyways, it takes a minute. I can do that as a ritual to identify it.
It's just a silver dagger.
Do I know what silver is good against?
Yeah, most people would know that.
Am I sharing it with anybody?
No, we all saw it. It was just sitting on the ground. You can pick it up, sure.
If you wish to hang on to it for in case we run into any lycanthropes.
Yep, I'm holding on to it.
Hmm.
Okay, so our short rest is an hour, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Rest is up, and then are we ready to move on?
I'm ready.
Do silver daggers mechanically work just the same as regular daggers?
Yes, it's just against certain enemies. It does special things. It's somewhere in there. It says silvered.
Yep, they're good for werewolfies. Okay, so you guys move on?
Mm-hmm.
You travel for probably another, let's say, 4 hours.
Yikes.
And you guys know you're near the end of the sewer area when... John's computer's getting hotter.
Yes, it is.
Is that show up on the recording?
Probably. At the north end here... Let's see if I can get it to do this thing. Here, you guys see what I'm pinging here?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's where you need to go to essentially finish the sewers. Like, your map is telling you that that's the end point of the sewers. But you're not there yet. You're going to be... you're going to be more down here. So drag yourselves down to this area.
Oh, and by the way, everyone should probably know that as Caius is moving around, he is clomping and tromping and very, very loud.
So the opposite of a ninja.
Yes.
Great.
And his armor squeaks and squeals.
Actually, I'm going to move you guys a little bit here. Dos. Tres. Where's Quattro?
Four.
There he is. That's you, Elias.
Yay.
Okay, so you guys are roughly, I don't know, something like that? Does that look more like how you'd be aligned, maybe?
Kind of spaced pretty far. I would imagine we'd be a little closer, but...
Yeah, I think we would be...
Move as you wish.
I'd probably want to be next to some guys. Oh, yeah, you can put the HP back in.
Oh, people move forward?
Yeah, we're that far forward?
About there, yeah.
Where are you?
Everyone.
No.
What is this thing to our right that looks like a hand and something coming up out of the ground?
I don't know. Some kind of cool shrine thingy? I'm going to use it for a different purpose, but it looks like a cool shrine thingy. I'm just using a picture of a sewer I found on the internet.
Nice.
Works for me.
It's called stealing. It's great.
Yeah, I like the idea of Caius being up front because he's got the lantern.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll say that the liquid over on this end here on the left
is
too deep to circumnavigate. So your only way of getting to the, you know, the exit point you need is to go through like here or to clamber over some of the rocks, like here.
Squeeze over, yeah.
So you kind of have to get through that space. So normally, what that would be noteworthy, except of course a thing is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Of course, things.
And it's this thing.
It's a lizard.
Salamander.
Is it a bit here?
No.
Is it a display beast? Because
these things would probably eat us.
Yeah, but here's what eat you. No, they're basilisks.
Oh, nice.
Oh, don't look at them.
Is that a real thing in this D&D?
Yep.
Can't look at them?
Yeah. They can turn people to stone.
We wouldn't know that unless you...
I do. Just,
you
know, I know all about it.
That's another thing that's fairly common knowledge. Basilisks turn people to stone.
We all look at them in the eyes and turn to stone and the game is over.
Alright, somebody look up the petrified effect.
Actually, that's pretty cool. This, if I use this one instead, where'd it go? This red one?
Yeah.
It actually matches the picture in this edition's book, like, perfectly.
Yeah, so there's three of them now? There's a red one and a blue one.
No, I'm just replacing with red ones, because the red ones look better.
Well, maybe make the other one a different color so we can talk about which one we're attacking.
Fine!
Thank you.
But yeah, like,
seems to me.
Check out the picture of the book.
One and the blue one,
yeah, he's got eight legs.
And then the red
spines on top. Bunch of spines on top.
That's exactly like what you see in the image.
That's probably what they were thinking about.
Which is kind of cool. So, initiatize. And then put your initiatives in, because you don't have to tell me anymore, you lazy bums. You can do it yourself.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Wow.
14.
Well, okay.
So it's getting... It's like 4 p.m.
Yeah.
Ish? Because you said it was noon. Or was it noon when we split off?
It's about 4 p.m. I rolled super well.
I noticed. I'm glad you wasted them on initiative.
I know. Makes sense that they get to go first anyway.
Right.
All right. I got petrified pulled up.
Okay, let me double check how I can do this properly. So those stone fingers to the right are actually going to be like petrified people.
Sweet. What's in the middle of them?
I'm in the wrong order.
What's your number?
It's weird. Tilt the sword again. There we go. Let's say some loot.
Some loot?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Like not, a treasure chest?
Yeah, not the musical instrument loot.
Like a treasure pile.
Unless it's a loot made of loot.
There you go. Just a pile of coins.
Mm-hmm. It's a
like
gold.
This.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, that needs to be much bigger.
Yep. Covered the whole gym. There you go.
There's your nice big pile of loot. So, what are these things going to do first?
They're different colors.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's so we can differentiate which one is which. So you can say blue or red.
Oh, cool.
That's Yanni's idea. Whoa, cool. They can be domesticated.
Let's do it.
So the blue one is blocking our exit.
It says they have to be born and raised in captivity.
Darn it.
So the blue one is blocking our
exit. There are different colors, so we may have...
a boy and a girl.
A boy and a girl.
Yeah.
I like the little...
to capture them and
steal their babies.
Their note here in the book is kind of cool.
Sell their babies.
It says, no one carves statues of frightened warriors. If you see one, it must mean there's probably a basilisk around.
So the blue one is blocking our exit, and the red one is attacking us from the right, I guess.
5, 10, 15, 20, 30. Okay, so I think everyone's within 30 feet, at least of this one. 30. Yep, okay. Well, we're not going to do much of this combat before the end of the session here.
I thought we were doing another session.
No, just this one today, I think.
Okay,
that's actually kind of cool.
What is?
We're all petrified. Game's over.
Yeah, pretty much. TPK, I win. Okay, so you guys are all being surprised, so... this is saying that if you're not surprised, you can avert your eyes to avoid the having to make the saving throw to not turn to stone.
Yeah.
And if you do so, you can't see it until the start of your next turn. when you can avert your eyes again. So essentially you're choosing to let yourself be blind, to not turn into stone.
To not have to make the save.
Yeah, so you'll need to look up the rules and what happens if you can't see.
You blinded.
And they can
be blinded.
You well, have yeah. the status effect blinded.
But I mean like what that does to your character.
Okay, here's what it does.
And these things do mess themselves up if they look into a mirror. You would know that much.
A blinded creature can't see and automatically fails any ability check that requires sight. Attack rolls against creature that against the creature, so the blinded creature, have advantage, and the creature's attack rolls have disadvantage. There you are.
So are we surprised?
Yes, this first round you are.
Okay.
Because they were just waiting for anyone to come by, and they're like, surprise!
Hi, we're basilisks.
Okay, this is fairly level, because it can't do much. The basilisk in red is going to stare at...
So the one that is closest to the Trevor.
Yeah, and the one that's within 30 feet of all of you, because it has to be within range. Because it can't see at a distance or something.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we're talking about magical eye beams or something, so... Yeah. It is going to look at the dwarf, because the dwarf is closest. Yeah, how close is that one? So those two are within the other one. Okay. So make a DC 12 con, Mr. Dwarf.
Oops.
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah!
Darn it.
I can 14.
Okay, you don't turn to stone. You meet its gaze, there's like a flash of light, and you're like, oh gods! And then like you're like, I'm okay.
Just so like I can that. Actually see them.
This round. They can keep doing this though every round.
What happens when we are turned to stone? Oh yeah,
petrified. And I did that in reverse order. That. Okay, the other one is going to look at Elias.
Yay.
So same thing, DC 12 con.
Okay. Con saving throw?
Mm-hmm.
12.
Darn it.
Yeah.
You succeeded.
9 plus 3.
You don't turn to stone immediately either, so even if you had failed, it wouldn't have been the end.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do, I think, one round here, and then we'll have to end it for today. It'll give us something to look forward to next time.
Hmm?
And suddenly, you know, Cade Hill's going to pop in and be like, oh, crap.
He bursts out of the water behind us.
Yeah. I'll think of something. I'm going to talk with him about it. We'll come up with something good.
See the grate in the sewer? In the water? He pops out of that.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. And he pops out of the water.
He takes off his wetsuit and there's a suit underneath.
That the ceiling should collapse and he'll come down naked on a feather bed.
I don't like that.
As long as he's tied to the feather bed, I'm okay with it.
Face down?
Doesn't matter.
That's pretty funny.
Where?
Oh. Our DM does weird things when he's waiting for us to figure out what we're going to do.
I'm also looking to see if there's other cool...
Turtle eye
treasure.
It's not a treasure. It's a cursed
turtle.
Yep.
Well, it is a turtle in the sewer, so there's a possibility that it's a ninja.
Especially if it walked through the oozes we just fought.
Yeah, could have mutated from the ooze.
There. It's a stone turtle, though.
All right, what are you going to do with
the morph? All right, I'm going to use Water Whip on the red basilisk, which is next to the treasure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. I spend... So I'm going to create a Water Whip, and I'm going to shove the creature... And you're making a deck saving throw against 12, I believe.
Mm-hmm. All right. Something weird going on now.
That's how Kate Hill's going to wreck.
Yep. Mm. Flying carpet.
No, I think that was actually a bed on a rug.
Yeah, it was a bed on a rug.
So, dexterity against
AC
12.
Am I rolling a thing?
Yeah, you are.
What am I rolling?
Above 12.
No, below 12.
Below 12.
For dex or what?
Dex. No, it's DC. Key save DC.
But what's...
For dex.
Dex, yeah.
Yeah.
It fails.
It fails, okay. You take. Okay, 21 bludgeoning damage.
Oof.
That's pretty chunky.
And I'm knocking it prone.
Can it go prone? I guess it can. Doesn't say it can't. Okay. Then after that is Caius.
Nope.
No, it isn't.
Because I'm also going to use another key point and use Fury of Blows, which allows me to make... 2 unarmed strikes as bonus actions.
So are you adjacent to this one?
What? I'm moving adjacent to it.
Oh, your last turn you didn't have to be adjacent to it?
No.
It was a spell. Nice. Ish. Let's do that. Escaloid.
Oh yeah, Water Whip, right.
Spelloid.
You knocked 4 of its legs out from under it. The left 4. It's kind of like an octopus. Or a squid.
I like all those rolls.
So, 18
and
for 2 attack?
Yes.
Hits. All right. And for each attack, I need to roll separate or just use the same one?
Each attack is separate.
Each attack is separate, yeah.
And then 17 to attack.
Yes.
All right. He takes 7 damage on that. Okay. And I actually have to...
And you're adjacent to it now, right?
Yeah. I'm out of them.
Alright. Caius?
I'm going to run along the path that we have been traveling to the blue basilisk.
The one that's in between all the stones?
The one that's in between all the stones.
Blocking your way to the exit?
As I am running towards it, I am shouting to it. You will never catch me looking at you, you foul beast. And I will grab it.
Yep.
You like grabbing things, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Does grab count
that's
as an
attack? That's what the character's built around.
Does a grab count as an attack?
It is an attack, but it's not an... I take the attack action, but I do not make an attack roll. So I do get the plus 4, or the plus d4.
Okay, cool.
It makes either athletics or dex, or athletics or acrobatics.
So, strength or dex?
Strength or dex, if it doesn't have those listed.
Yep, unless it has one of those skills.
What does it need to roll?
It needs to be the 23.
Man, that's high.
Yep.
No.
Okay. It is grabbed, and then I'm going to use the other 20 feet of my movement to drag it over here.
Hmm.
Because I can just now move it however I choose to.
At half speed, though, right?
At half of my speed. And then I'm going to very solidly close my eyes.
Hmm. So it's dragged like this?
Yep, read looking away.
Oh, with you looking away or with it looking away?
I am looking away because I can't change where it's... I can't change where it is looking.
Yeah.
There,
but I can change where I am looking, and I am looking away.
I was thinking you could put it like in a full Nelson, but then I realized it's got like big spikes on its back.
Yeah, probably.
I have big spikes on my chest and arms and elbows. You can just
spike each other together.
Morthok?
Okay. I'm just going to stay where I am. No, I'm over here. No, I'll stay where I am.
You might want to move back a little way.
Yeah. I'm going to move as far back as I can. Yep. Yay! Out of range. Just barely. And then cast some...
You got in range of the other one.
Oh, shoot. Well, fine then. Alright, I'll move myself in a second. Casting Scorching Ray at the basilisk that is next to the dwarf.
So, the red one. Over the red by one. The petrified people.
Yes.
Yep.
So, Caius is dealing with the other one, so I'm going to focus on this one. Rolled a 21 to hit.
Okay.
Rolled a crit.
Nice.
And rolled a 12 to hit.
Nice.
Did they all hit?
A 12?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait.
You mean 12 damage?
No, 12 to hit. So I have to roll three times because there are three rays come bursting out of me.
Oh, okay. Two of those hit, one did not.
Okay, so I need...
You did that? Did you add the d4?
You had a regular and a crit.
Yeah, I did. A regular and a crit. So I need... can I get four d4s?
D4s?
D6s.
Okay. I've got d6s.
How much does each ray do?
2d6.
2d6?
Yep.
And then one of them...
So you need 6d6?
Yep, that's what I said.
Nice.
What does dragon mean?
It's a 6.
What does dragon mean?
It's a velociraptor!
12, 18, 20, 23. 23 fire damage.
Oh my goodness.
You burn its face.
It looks almost dead.
Yay!
Good job focusing fire, fellas.
You almost rolled max on that then, didn't you?
No,
you just did good.
I just rolled well.
Yeah. Okay. How smart are these things? They are dumb as lumps. Okay.
Not as bad as those gelatinous cubes, though.
Almost. All right. The one that's with Caius, I'm just going to keep going here because you guys may actually be able to finish this combat
pretty
quickly. The one with Caius is going to bite him.
Okay.
What's your AC to hit?
19.
Yay, it hits. Just barely. Hey, 2, 6.
Does the spiked armor have a mechanical effect?
Yeah, it allows me to attack with it.
Okay.
Out of D6.
Okay, 9 piercing and 7 poison.
Ow.
Okay, is the dwarf, does he have his eyes closed? Because most of you guys didn't mention closing your eyes.
I didn't mention it, so I guess.
I did not, because I'm thinking I'm going to be out of range.
Sweet. Okay, the dwarf. Make a DC 12 con. How much? 15?
Oh, 14 again.
14, you're good.
And you get a bonus to that roll as well.
I forgot about that.
Anytime you roll a d20.
Yep, basically.
All right, now it's 16.
Okay, you're so good. And then it's also going to bite at you.
Okay.
That's... Okay, if it had rolled a 1, it would have bitten itself and died.
That would have been great.
But I didn't quite roll that badly to justify it, so... All right, Elias.
All right, I guess I could, since I see that it's pretty close to dead, I can cast Sacred Flame on it.
Flame
it must make a DC 14 dex saving throw.
Okay.
Did it?
No.
Then it takes...
Which one, red or blue?
Red. The one we're focusing fire on. And then we have him tying up the other one. 4 damage.
There.
Yay!
And as a bonus action, no wait, I don't want to do that. It goes. All right.
Nice.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do my bonus action because I think we'll probably be okay. Before the spell ends. Yeah, I'm done.
The dwarf.
Or no, sorry, I'm gonna move adjacent.
Hurry up.
Ah, I don't know.
To him?
Can I move adjacent to Caius, but be away from the basilisk?
Probably.
Yes.
Okay. Good. I'm saving that for later.
I'm so bad I haven't become petrified yet.
Yep.
I'm so sad nobody's even become...
Like, my constitution is negative one mod.
All right. Who's next?
The dwarf.
All right. I run across the entire field of play over to the blue basilisk, adjacent to Caius, and I attack with my short sword.
Smack it.
Thing. Oh boy. Only 9.
To hit?
Yep.
That's terrible.
Yep.
You miss.
I imagine a monk's short sword has to have like a little like piece of cloth hanging on the hilt.
That'd be cool.
I don't know why. Like, is that?
I don't see a cloth. I see a tassel.
Yeah, like a tassel. That's what I mean. That's what I was like. I forgot what you called them.
All right, but I gotta do it again with my bonus action. There you
go. You're spending another key point.
Nope. If I'm using a monk weapon,
nice.
I can do a bonus. I just haven't been because I always forget about that one.
Well, you only get one bonus action per turn.
Yeah, I didn't use any bonus action this turn. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I always forget about that bonus action. Because it's not one of my key point ones. That's the ones I have written down. 16 to hit.
Yes.
All right. Oh, that was terrible. 6 piercing.
Okay. Marthok, each of you guys go ahead and like roll your attack and stuff ahead of time so we can really quick.
Hey, what happened to me?
Yeah, Caius.
Caius?
Oh, Caius, right, yeah, sorry.
I am going to attempt to shove the basilisk. It's the same rolls as the grab, and I rolled a 27.
Does it have to roll on opposed?
Yeah, the opposed is the same rolls, so either strength or dex.
Okay.
And if it doesn't have a +7, it can't beat me.
Yeah, it doesn't have the ability.
Okay, and I knock it prone.
Okay.
With my shove, which means it is now prone and grappled. It standing up costs half its movement, but its movement is 0, so it cannot stand.
Yep.
It has disadvantage on all attacks, and dex saves, and we have advantage on melee attacks and disadvantage on ranged attacks.
Okay.
So everyone come up and
beat the crud out of it?
Yeah.
I looked away, by the way.
So basically you pinned it to the ground.
I didn't say that, but I did look away.
No, because pin is a different thing.
How? Okay, so you're not looking, but you still pinned it, like, you still made it prone.
Because he's been holding onto it the whole time.
And so I, like, hit it with my shoulder to knock it off its,
all 8 legs?
Off its feet. Or I trip it, or something.
But he can't get it, but his speed is 0 because he's grabbed.
Right. Okay. Morthok.
He can't stand because that takes your speed.
Who should be close but is now far away.
Yeah, but... Okay, so I am going to... So you've pinned it to the ground.
No, he's knocked it prone.
No, I have knocked it prone.
Sorry.
And it's grabbed.
So. Meaning you have disadvantage for any range attack.
Okay, I am rushing towards it, and as I'm rushing, I'm screaming this horrible war cry going into a rage, which you guys have not seen me do yet.
Nice.
Pulling out my war pick to attack. So, advantage on melee attacks?
Yep.
Roll twice. Take the better result.
11